主基督的教会是神和众圣徒的家。
And the Church of Christ is the home of the brothers and sisters.
我们刚从夏令会回来。
Now we just came back from the summer conference.
主给我们有一点的复兴。
And the Lord gave us this revelation.
什么叫做复兴？
And what is this revelation?
当众圣徒对神的家有感觉，我们就有一点复兴。
And it is when all the saints have a feeling for the house, then we are revealed.
什么叫做复兴？
And what is a revelation?
当个人愿意把自己交出来给神，我们就有一点复兴。
It's when we are willing to put our individual self down,then that is a revelation.
复兴不是个感觉。
And a revelation is not simply a feeling.
复兴是我们的生活。
And a revelation is our daily living.
复兴不是一时的冲动。
And a revelation is not a spontaneous thing.
复兴是要我们每一天每一时都要用上一点力气。
And a revelation is in every moment continuously we have to work for it.
神家的复兴是神起手做的工作。
And the revelation in his house is led by his presence.
复兴的维持需要众圣徒一同来参与。
But to have the persistence of these revelations is a partaking of all.
我们今年开始年初的时候我们就有这样子一个题目。
Now in the beginning of the year we started this topic.
我们愿意来追求住在基督里的真理的实际。
We are learning the topic of abiding in Christ.
那夏令会里头给我们的题目是我们要一起做更大的事。
And then the topic of the summer conference is we can do greater things.
我盼望众圣徒都不要忘记有做更大的事的根基是在住在基督里。
So I truly hope that in order to do greater things, we first have to abide in Christ.
不住在基督里，小事都做不了。
And if we are not abiding in Christ, then we cannot even do the small thing.
住在基督里，就再大的事都做得了。
And if we abide in Christ, then we can do the greatest things.
所以我们彼此勉励。
So how about we encourage each other?
主在我们当中点起了一些火焰。
And now we know that God has already put some fire in our hearts.
主点起的火焰需要我们来维持。
Now the fire is cast, it is now our job to preserve the fire.
所以我们还要讲主的话。
So now we're going to speak God's word.
我们再来认识火焰是怎样维持的。
So that through his word, we can learn how to preserve the fire.
神家的复兴是怎样维持的。
And how do we preserve the revelation?
叫我们的注意力还是在基督的身上。
So that we could still be focused on Christ.
不要那么快想去做什么事。
Not so quickly we want to do all these things.
但是必须要注意自己的每一天的生活。
But first, let's pay attention to our daily living.
就好像我们一起来主日聚会的一样。
Just like when we come together for the Sunday worship.
有复兴的人心里头激动。
The people that have revealed the revelations may be touched.
唱起诗歌来激动。
And when they sing, they are touched.
祷告的时候激动。
And when they pray out loud, they are touched.
那有一些弟兄姊妹很安静
But maybe some other brothers and sisters they are silent
他们在主的面前很安静
And they are silent and still before our God
可能他们唱诗歌没有太大的声音
Maybe they do not sing very loudly
但是他们的灵在主面前很安静
But then their spirit at the same time is being still before our God
所以我们以为声音很大就是复兴错了
So if you think that if you sing loudly is a revelation, that's a mistake.
问题不在于声音大小，动作大小。
Because the importance is not how loudly you sing.
问题是有没有住在基督的里面。
The only important thing is are you abiding in Christ?
反过来，有些人在唱诗歌。
On the other hand, when some people sing,
眼睛看着，嘴巴没有动。
And they would have their eye open, but and their mouth is not moving.
心也没有在动。
But then at the same time, their heart is also still.
那我们要在主面前再来领受他的话语。
But now, one more time, let's come to our Lord and open our heart.
今天时间很紧促。
Today, we do not have a lot of time.
在复兴的工作的时候。
And in the work of his revelation.
我们常有一个负担是缺一不可。
We always have a burden that tells us everyone is needed.
神家不能缺了我。
His house needs everyone.
神家也不能缺了你。
And his house needs you.
所以每一个人都要摆上一点力气。
So I ask that everyone will be a partaker of his house.
有时候我发觉有些弟兄们在领诗歌的时候很起劲。
At times, I find that some brothers, they are very motivated when they lead the singing.
但是当他不再领诗歌的时候。
But now when he's done leading the singing.
竟然诗歌都不唱。
their brothers won't even sing songs.
他在领诗歌的时候很紧张, 大家不唱。
When he's leading the songs, he wants everyone to participate.
但是别人领诗歌的时候,他可以不唱。
But however, on the other hand, when someone else is leading the songs, he doesn't even want to participate.
甚至不祷告。
Or maybe he doesn't even want to pray.
那我们就要在主面前有一点认识。
So now let's have this recognition.
到底我是在圣灵里头的安静呢?
Am I being still in the spirit?
还是我在圣灵面前没有反应?
Or am I just being a senseless?
这个在外面看不出来。
Now, this is not something we could tell by our naked eye.
个人要回到住在基督的里面才知道到底自己的光景如何。
It is only our individual self that we know if Christ is abiding in us.
我们不是做个样。
For we do not do something for external.
我们是在主面前求一个实际。
But we want to have this reality before our Lord. So let's pray.
主你愿意把神家的实际赐给我们。
And Lord, you're willing to give us the reality of your health.
主你就是光，你就是火。
For God, you are a light and you are a fire.
你把你自己赐给我们。
And you're willing to give yourself to us.
叫我们得着你，我们就得着神家的实际。
So that when we receive you, then we receive the reality of your health.
主早上众圣徒都在这里。
And Lord, all the saints are now gathered.
我们愿意非我为主。
And we are willing to say, not I, but Christ.
我们把自己和我们的同伴都仰望在你的手中。
Now let's put ourselves and our brothers and sisters onto your hand.
因为我们真知道缺一不可。
Because we know everyone is needed.
所以我们在这里彼此代求。
So here we pray for each other.
愿你复兴我们。
We ask that you will have revelation on each one of us.
一个都不漏掉。
Every one of us.
听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 不是每一个人都有去夏令会。
Not everyone went to the summer conference.
也不是每一个人都把圣经读过几遍。
And not everyone has read the Bible a couple of times.
所以今天要讲这个题目之前要先有一些定义。
So today, before we go on, let's have some something defined.
我们今天要提到祭坛的事。
Today we're going to talk about the altar.
有些人只读过新约圣经就不晓得什么叫祭坛。
And if you have only read the New Testament, then you might not understand what is an altar.
也不晓得什么叫神家的祭坛。
And you might not know what is the altar.
你翻遍了新约圣经，好像没有说圣经教我们在家里头要设什么祭坛。
So if you read through the New Testament, you might not see that there is an occasion of an altar.
所以愿意大家一同来明白我们的信息，我们要说一下祭坛是什么。
So today, in order to understand our message, let's talk about what is an altar.
祭坛是神的要求。
For an altar is a request from God.
在旧约里头，所有看见神显现的圣徒，他们都马上要立祭坛。
In the Old Testament, whenever a saint has the presence of God, he needs to build an altar.
有一个最出名的亚当的两个儿子，一个是亚伯，一个是该隐。
So there's two sons of Adam, Cain and Abel.
亚伯对将来要来的基督有认识。
And Abel has this vision of this coming God.
他就有祭坛，有献祭的事。
So that he built up an altar and then he has an offering.
他的兄弟不认识神的要求。
But then his brother does not recognize God.
那个该隐要把自己的最好来献给神。
So Cain only wanted to offer up his best.
自己的最好献给神不是神所要的。
But an offering of his best is not what God wanted.
那不是神所要的祭坛。
Because that is not an altar.
这个是第一次提到献祭的事。
So that is the first time in the Old Testament they talked about an altar.
然后挪亚从洪水经过之后,
and then after Noah experienced the flood,
神拯救了他一家八口。
After his whole family of eight was
saved from God, 他从方舟里头出来之后,
and when he left his ark,
第一件事情就是设立祭坛,
and the first thing Noah did was he built up an altar,
把馨香的祭, 所有洁净的物献给主,
and then he put up, and then he put up the burnt offering for God.
神闻到那个馨香之气,
and after God has smelled the incense of his
offering, 就答应不再用洪水毁灭这个地上的生物。
God promised Noah that he will never use water again to destroy mankind.
挪亚对神有一个认识, 他就有一个祭坛。
So after Noah has this revelation of God, he built an altar.
祭坛是在神永远旨意里头的一个实际。
And an altar is a reality in God's purpose.
神在祭坛上面要求什么?
And what does God want to be put onto the altar?
他的要求不是人的最好。
And his request is not our best.
他的要求是最好的人。
But his request is the best people.
神不能接纳任何人的最好。
God is not willing to accept the people's best.
神只能接纳他神的儿子作为所有的祭。
And he can only accept his son as the sacrifice.
今天我们看见神儿子是那么样的美好。
So today when we see Christ and how marvelous he is.
他完全地把自己献给父。
And how he completely gave himself to God.
我们对耶稣基督有一个认识，我们就开始在家里头有一个祭坛。
Now if we have this recognition and learning from Christ, then we should set up a family altar.
在旧约里头还有一件事情常常得罪神的。
In the Old Testament, there is also one more thing that would always offend God.
就是不认识神的人，他私立丘坛，就是 privately established a high place. 他们把自己的最好要来献给神。
And it is also another thing that would offend God a lot is when you try to use your best to offer to God.
我们读旧约的时候，我们就发现不认识神的人常做这件事。
And then in the Old Testament, you would see that it is the ungodly people that that's always what they do.
所以当我们讲到神家复兴要设立家庭祭坛的事。
So now when we talk about the building of a family altar,
我们必须要很清楚家里头不能设立祭坛，除非你对基督耶稣有一个认识。
Then we have to first clearly understand that without the recognition of Christ, you cannot set up a family altar.
这一个不是私祭，私制要把什么最好的来献给主。
For we are not talking about privately setting up your own altar to set up your best.
你知道吧？有人他的很好是比其他很多人的好还更好。
Because maybe at times your best is better than everyone's best.
如果人家大家都比赛设祭坛的话，那大家那个竞争就很厉害。
So now if everyone get into a competition to offer up their own best, then there will be a great competition.
感谢主，蒙恩的罪人不能够为主献什么。
But praise the Lord, we are only blessed sinners.
在我们当中，要么看见耶稣基督，要么一无所知。
Is in us either we recognize God or if we do not recognize God.
感谢主，我们有耶稣基督，我们就可以有祭坛。
And a thank to the Lord, with Christ, we are now able to set up a family.
我们来读一下圣经，哥林多前书一章三十节。
First Corinthians 1:30.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。我们能够在基督耶稣里，是因为神在我们身上做了大事。
And we can be a part of Christ because by His doing and His work.
我们在追求在住在基督里的实际。
Now when we try to pursue the abiding in Christ.
今天是第八讲。
Today is our eighth.
我们从基督在我里面开始讲。
We started with Christ being in us.
今天我们还是要在这里发展下去。
And today we are going to continue our journey.
我们要讲我们在基督里的一些实际。
And now let's talk about how we can be in Christ.
基督在我里面是我们每一个人都需要有的重生的经历。
And when Christ being in us, it is a necessity for us to be reborn.
没有重生，基督不在我们里面。
Without reborn, Christ cannot be in us.
重生的基督徒都有基督在他的里面。
And all the reborn Christians have Christ in us.
因为我们重生了，我们就会发现神要把我们放在一起，放在基督的里面。
Because after a reborn, Christ wants to put us together.
这个是神的意念。
And this is His purpose.
这个是神家的意义。
And it is the purpose of His.
这个是耶稣基督要今天做成在我们当中的实际。
And this is the work that Christ is doing on us.
在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
In Christ Jesus, we can only be in Christ Jesus by His own doing.
然后我们就要一起来发现，那我们在基督里头到底是怎么样一回事呢？
So today, together, we will recognize what does it mean to be in Christ.
这个发现就是来领略耶稣基督成为我们的智慧。
And to recognize this, we have to receive Christ as our wisdom.
不是我们自己的聪明能力。
Not by our own cleverness and strength.
是基督耶稣成为我们的智慧。
But if Christ become our wisdom.
今天我们懂得怎么样来拣选一切事情。
So today, let's learn how to choose on many different things.
我们拣选自己，那是世上来的智慧。
Now, if you try to choose yourself, then it is your own cleverness.
我们拣选神，第一是神，第二是神，第三是神，那是耶稣基督的智慧。
But now, if you're willing to choose number one as God, number two as God, and number three as God, then you have the wisdom from God.
我们从上一次我们讲到有雅各这样子的一个人。
So last time, we ended with Jacob.
雅各是属灵传承一个关键的人物。
And Jacob is a key person in the Old Testament.
第一个始祖是亚伯拉罕，他因为有信心，也看见神要赐给他的儿子与福分。
And the first, important person was Abraham. How he sees the vision and have the faith.And took off because God told him to.
他在神面前领受了一份属灵产业。
And from him, he received the blessings that flew out his descendants.
他得着这样子的信心，就把这样子的信心传给他的儿子。
And once he has this faith, he passed on his faith to his descendants.
我们知道在那个时候没有圣经啊。
Then we know at that time, the Bible did not exist.
他的怎么样传给他的儿子
So how did Abraham pass on this knowledge to his
son? 他要在他的生活言行里头把他所认识的神传给他的儿子以撒
So the only way Abraham could pass this on to Isaac is through his own daily living.
他没有办法能够拿起一本圣经指给他你看神做了这个这个他是用自己的生命来做一个见证在他儿子面前
For at that time Abraham was not able to use the Bible and read the Bible to his son but only through his own living he could pass on the knowledge to Isaac.
以撒真是一个好儿子
And Isaac was a great son
他的父亲怎么说他就怎样行
And Isaac was a discipline Whatever Abraham did, he learned
他一生所有的需要都是他父亲赐给他的
And everything that Isaac needed was supplied by his father
他怎样领受他也要怎样传给他的儿子
So that how he received from Abraham he is willing to pass on to his son
以撒是一个很蒙福的人
For Isaac was a blessed man
他没有为自己做什么 and, 一切都是神做给他的
and he never tried to accomplish anything for himself everything was done by God
这个就好像我们今天蒙了恩的罪人一样
and this is just like how we are the blessed sinners
我们没有做什么忽然间我们发现哇神一切的丰富都是我们的
for indeed we did not do much but now we have received this inheritance from God
但是属灵的传承不停在这里
But then the inheritance does not stop there.
以撒的有两个儿子。
For Isaac has two sons.
大儿子叫以扫，小儿子叫雅各。
The oldest son is Esau, and the younger son is Jacob.
神的心目要把属灵传承继续传下去。
And God's willing is to have the inheritance pass on.
但是以扫因为他自己的情欲的捆绑，他轻视神的福分。
But Esau was bounded by his own earthly desires and he belittled his birthright.
所以在神属灵的传承里面他好像许多的时候他是退后弃权的。
So that a lot of times he would forfeit what the inheritance that's laid before him.
雅各渴慕神。
But Jacob has this longing.
他说是神的福分我一定要。
And Jacob said, if this is a blessing from God, then I want to be a partaker.
是这样子一个渴慕神的心神拣选了他
and it is because of his longing that God has chosen Jacob
神当然雅各他有很多天然的败坏
and of course Jacob has a lot of bad quality in his life
就好像我们每一位圣徒都是原天然生命都有一些败坏
just like in our natural life every one of us has some shortcoming
但是不要彼此批评论断
but how about we don't judge each other
因为神的工作不停在以撒
Because God's work does not stop on Isaac.
神要一生制作他的工作在雅各的身上。
And God wants to continue his work on his son Jacob.
叫雅各这个天然的欲望变成一个属灵的欲望。
So that Jacob can be changed from the naturally into the spiritually.
雅各还搞不懂什么叫神的启示，什么叫神的福分。
And in the beginning, Jacob did not understand God's blessing and God's purpose.
但是他心里头想，神太一定是最棒的。
But then in his mind, he knew that God was the most treacherous.
啊，他听见许多关于神的事，他非常渴慕。
And he heard about many things of God, and he has this longing.
他不是到处溜达的人。
For he does not just wander around in the wilderness.
他常常把自己关在帐幕里头默想，到底是怎么一回事。
And indeed, he spent a lot of time in his own tent to think about things.
他凡是神的和神的福分，他都要。
Because if anything that belongs to God and any blessing that belongs to God, He wants.
我们上一次讲的时候说到他要的手段有点不择手段。
So last time we talked about how He used different methods to obtain His blessing.
但是他的确要了。
But then we have to understand that he has
this
desire. And he has this desire to obtain God. And he longs for his blessing. And because of this longing, God wants to accomplish the great work through him. And what is this great work?
从雅各开始,
it is beginning from Jacob that we can see the revelation of a family altar. So that we know that only having faith is not enough.
顺服神不离开主不够。
And being discipled, being disciplined is not enough.
还要一生让神来制作。
But moreover, we have to use our own life to be molded.
叫他的生命是非我为主，不再是一个自私的人为自己求福分。
So that our life will change from not I, but Christ, and we will no longer only look for blessings for ourselves.
神家的启示是历历害害的，实实在在的放在雅各的身上。
And the purpose of the family altar is now bestowed onto the household of Jacob.
我们来读一段创世纪28章16到22节。
So now let's read Genesis chapter 28:16-22。雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。”
雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头砌作柱，交由在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，神殿的意思。那地方名叫路斯。雅各许愿说：神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以 耶和华为我的神，我所必为圣的石头，也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。雅各是从一个破碎的家里头被，好像是赶出来的。
Jacob was from a broken family, and worse yet, he was kicked out from his family.
或者是说他是被差遣出来的。Or
maybe on another way, we could say that he was sent away.
雅各的家庭为什么会有 那么多的 不和谐？
So why was Jacob's family a broken family?
因为父亲是帮大儿子，母亲是帮小儿子。And
it is because the father loves the older son more when the mother loves the younger son more.
有偏心的事就有不幸的事。And
when there is prejudice, then there are fights.
然后这个家庭就开始有一点分裂。And
then there will be a crack in the
family. 分裂到一个程度，我们上次说了，两兄弟都要相，这个哥哥要杀弟弟。And
then it is so broken that the older brother wants to kill the younger brother.
就不能两立。So
that they could not coexist.
所以雅各那天就是凄凄凉凉的一个人要离开他的父家。
So Jacob, on that day with sorrow, he was sent away from his father's house.
我们读雅各一生的故事，我们要吸取一件事。
So when we read the life of Jacob, we have to be marvelous of one thing.
神要把这样子一个破碎的人，从这样子一个破碎的家里头建立神家的实际。
We have to be amazed how God wants to use this broken man from a broken family to build up an altar.
从雅各生出十二个儿子。From
Jacob, there come 12 sons.
所以圣经里头就开始有雅各家这样子的一句话。So
in the Bible, we started to see the Jacob's household.
那慢慢雅各就变成以色列，所以变成以色列家。So
slowly, Jacob is now renamed into Israel.
没有雅各的经历，就没有家的启示传承。Because
without Jacob, then we cannot see the building of a household.
没有这个以色列家的出现，就不会有以色列国的出现。And
without the household of Israel, then we cannot have Israel.
然后神的旨意也就不能往前。And
then God's purpose will be on hold.
但是当雅各家里头有那么不幸的事情，神却做了一个最奇妙的事。But
now when Jacob was in such a broken condition, then God does his amazing work.
要借着神的手制作在雅各的身上，把神家的实际传承下来。And
Now it is through God's hand to be put on the broken Jacob so that the altar can be built up.
雅各只知道为自己要得一些福分,
for Jacob was only wanting blessing for himself.
他没有看见他的哥哥在福分里头也是应该有份的,
for he did not recognize and understand that his brother deserved the blessing too.
他只是为自己要来得最好的,
and Jacob was selfish and he only wanted for himself.
虽然是很自私，但是神也用这样子的一个渴慕。
So yes, Jacob was selfish, but at the same time he has this longing.
但是至终雅各的自私要变成是一个没有私的，在神面前那么纯洁的神家的实际。
And then later on we will see how the selfishness of Jacob will become selfless at the end.
雅各没有求神家的看见。
For Jacob did not ask for a vision.
是神要让雅各看见,
but it is God who gave the vision to Jacob.
所以当他那天晚上凄凄凉凉的睡着的时候, 在一个石头上面睡着的时候,
so when Jacob was lying on top of a piece of stone and he fell asleep,
神来启示在他的面前,
and God revealed himself to him.
当他从睡梦中醒来的时候,
now after Jacob awoke from his dream,
哇, 他是第一次发现原来神是这样子的一位神。
And then it is the first time that Jacob recognized who God is.
神真在这里我竟不知道。
And he said, surely the Lord is this place, and I did not know.
17节一开始他说什么? 就惧怕说。
And in the beginning of verse 17, he says, he was afraid and said.
一个真看见神启示的人, 他一定里头有一个惧怕。
For someone who truly sees the revelation of God, he would be afraid.
为什么惧怕?
Why would he be afraid?
因为我们发现自己不是。
Because we would recognize that we are
离开神的旨意原来那么远,
and when, how far we are departed from God's purpose.
所以我们很惧怕,
so then we would become afraid.
但是又很感恩,
but then at the same time we would be graceful.
我们那么不像样, 神竟然还拣选我们,
and how much shortcoming we have, but God still has chosen us.
就好像我们本来是罪人一样,
just like how we were sinners.
从来没有要神,
and we did not want God.
但是有一天神的爱摸着我们,
but one day we are touched by his love.
真遇见神的爱的时候,
and when we truly were touched by this love,
第一个感觉是, 哎呀, 我惧怕,
and our first feeling would be, oh, we were afraid.
但是马上一个感觉是什么?
But then all of a sudden, what would we feel?
感谢神,
is that thank you, Lord.
弟兄姊妹是不是有这样子的经历?
Brothers and sisters, did you have this experience?
真实重生的人一定爱神，也一定怕神。
For the people that are truly reborn, they would love God, but they would also fear God.
这个不是一个人的教导。
For this is not a man's teaching.
是遇见神之后必定的结果。
But it is something that you will have when you touch God.
雅各那天惧怕。
And that day Jacob was afraid.
他说这不是别的。
And he said, this is none other.
这个就是神的家, 神的殿。
This is none other than the house of God.
也是天的门,
and this is the gate of heaven.
现在雅各看见怎么样去天,
so now Jacob has this vision of how to get to the heaven.
什么时候神显现, 你就摸到神的门,
whenever God reveals himself to you, then you see this door.
你要照着神从这里经过,
now if you walk through this door with God, then you are in the house of God.
但是雅各天然生命不是一下子就被对付掉了,
but then Jacob, his natural life was still with him.
他还是老样子,
and he was still like his old self.
看见启示, 看见异象是一件事,
even though he see his vision,
看见异象不等于生命改变,
but seeing the vision doesn't necessarily change to changing of life.
他看见那么高的神的启示,
he see this high vision,
但是他所想的是自己的利益,
but at the same time his thinking was still for his own self.
所以他马上的需要是什么呢? 他求这个。
So then what did he ask for after he has this vision?
他求的是什么呢?
What did he ask for?
不过是世人一般所求的什么衣食住行四件事。
For he only asked for his own daily living supply after he has this great vision.
啊, 他要衣服穿, 要吃得饱,
he wants food to eat and he wants garments to wear.
要平平安安的呢可以回到父家,
and he wants peace and to go back to his house.
神要一路与他同在,
and he also asked the Lord to be with him in his journey.
啊, 他知道住在主里面有神保护, 所以他要与神同住,
because he wants the protection in God.
为什么他是那么天然生命呢?
And why does he have this natural life?
因为他就是天然生命。
It's because he is a man. He is a man, a natural man.
Oh, he is a man. 改变是要经过神的手。
And we can only change by God's work.
啊，所以呢，他最后说，哎，只是神给我，我不给神也不好意思。
So then at the end, Jacob thought to himself, if I'm only receiving and not giving everything back, that's not too well.
就把一个条件放在那。
So then he made a vow.
你若都为我行了这个，我就给你十分之一。
So he said, if you give me what I ask for, then I'll give you back a tenth.
啊，所以这个是神家，真正对神有一点心愿的人，这个是最起码的。
So we could see that this is the lowest requirement if you are truly touched by God.
我们的教会很少讲奉献。
In our church, we seldomly talk about our offering.
因为我们盼望我们是有启示的教会。
Because we hope that everyone has a revelation.
真正看见神家启示的，最起码的也像雅各，十分之一给神。
For someone who truly sees the revelation of God, the least you could do is give tenth back.
但是在我们当中有许多的圣徒给的绝对不止十分之一。
But I tell you that a lot of saints among us, they give far more than just a tenth.
我们要为这个感谢主。
So with this, we thank to the Lord.
神家的启示是那么样的真实。
For the revelation of his household is real.
所以虽然雅各有一点为自己来打算。
So even though Jacob was planning only for himself,
但是神的手不放弃他。
God's hand is still on him.
有一天雅各妻子儿女那个所有的产业都在有丰丰富富的神赐给他之后。
And after Jacob has received his great family and all his belongings,
神要召他回家。
And now God asked him to come home.
他也跟他的那个舅舅搞得不太好，他也要想回家了。
And Jacob has a bad relationship with his father-in-law, so he has to come home.
这一段圣经是创世纪三十二章二十二到三十一节。
And this is in Genesis chapter 32.
我们就不读它了。
And we're not going to read it today.
但是呢，他怕回去会遇见他的哥哥以扫对他不利。
But now Jacob is still afraid of his older brother Esau.
所以呢，他就很担忧，很愁烦。
So Jacob was in great worry.
但是神一直没有离开他。
But God has never given up on Jacob.
当他最苦恼那天晚上，什么都为自己打算好了之后，他还没有把握的时候。
And now after Jacob has this extensive plan for himself, but he still has no assurance.
神就成为一个人的样式来到与他相遇。
Then God took on the image of man and meet Jacob.
我们要看见这个图画对我们是非常有重要的一个帮助。
And let's paint this as a picture so we could see it ourselves.
圣经说雅各终夜与这个人摔跤。
And it says in the Bible that Jacob wrestles with a man until daybreak.
他一定要求神祝福他。
And then Jacob would not let the man go.
不然的话不放他走。
And he would not let the man go until he received his blessing.
他一直摔跤，一直摔跤，整个晚上都在跟神摔跤。
So Jacob would wrestle with God until daybreak.
摔到最后没办法。
Until at the end,
神就说，你与神与人较量，你都得胜。
And then God told him that you become victorious with me and men.
这个是何等大的渴慕。
And what a great longing that Jacob has.
也是雅各的生命的强点。
And this isThe best thing of Jacob's life,
他为了要主，什么都可以放上去。
Is that he's longing for God's blessing? He's willing to do everything.
从另外一方面，我们也看见。
On the other hand,
雅各是一个遇见主之后不放弃的人。
Jacob is someone after he met God, he would never give up.
就好像我们圣徒有时候为了一个需要，为了神家一件事情，我们祷告。
And just like how as we are the saints, when we want something for the house, we pray.
这里有一个窍。
And there is a secret.
当我们摸到一点神的同在的时候，
When we can feel the presence of God,
我们不要把神放走， 只等到神答应了把他的祝福赐给我们。
That we would grab the hold on it and never give up until God give us his promise.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有曾经为神的福分终夜的祷告过？
Brothers and sisters, have you tried to ask for his blessing for the whole night?
我们有没有为神的旨意成就祷告过一两个小时？
And have you even spent 1 or 2 hours praying for something for his household?
我们有没有为神的旨意成就摆上过几分钟的祷告？
Now let me ask you this. Have you even spent a couple minutes asking for his...
圣经的话说, 大大的张口就大大的充满。
Because in the Bible it says, if you open up your mouth, then you will be filled.
小小的张口, 小小的充满。
And if you only open up a little bit, then you will only be filled a little bit.
这句话是我加上去的, huh?
So this is something that I just added.
然后再加一句, 不张口就不充满。
Now on the other hand, if you do not open up your mouth, then you cannot be filled.
因为我们的神离我们不远,
because we know that God is near.
就在我们的心里, 就在我们的口中,
and indeed, God is in us and God is in our mouth.
神从来不勉强人,
but God would never force us to do anything.
你要神的祝福, 你就问神要,
if you want His blessings, then you ask.
你真的要, 神就真的给,
if you truly desire for it, then you will receive it.
你说, 神给我真好,
but if you are happy with what you already have,
好像你也知道好, 但是从来不求,
yeah, but if you know that it's a good thing, but you never ask for it,
从来不祷告,
and you never pray for it,
就啥都没有,
then you will receive nothing.
对不对?
Right?
我在讲圣经是不是? 好, 所以那天晚上在, 当那个神祝福了他之后, 就给他改了名字, 今天之后你就不叫雅各, 你叫以色列。
So that night after Jacob received the blessing from God, he is now renamed Israel.
那然后雅各也纪念神在他身上做的事。
So then Jacob come in the remembrance of the work.
他说这里叫披怒以勒。
And here it is Peniel.
因为我真的看见神的面。
And Peniel means that I have seen the presence of God.
什么叫纪念主?
And how do we come in remembrance?
当神显现了一次,
now when God reveals himself,
你一直记得这一个显现,
and if you put in remembrance of this memory,
我们每一个主日都有锅饼,
just like every Sunday we break bread.
什么叫 doing this in remembrance of me, 纪念主?
What is this when we say doing this in the remembrance of me?
因为主曾经向我们显现, 祂是救主,
is that we would want to keep the memory of how He has saved us.
我们永远不忘记耶稣是救主,
for we should never forget that He is the Savior.
每一次想起他是我的救主, 我就来纪念他。
And every time when I remember, when I think of that He is my Savior, I come in remembrance of Him.
纪念主拯救了我们,
to come in remembrance of His saving.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不能忘记,
So brothers and sisters, I ask that you will never forget and ignore that we would come continuously to come in remembrance of Him. But God's work does not stop there. Because Jacob was still far away from Bethel.
他看见这样的情形, 所以当神跟他摔跤了之后, 他也遇见以扫, 神也保全了他的家业。
And after Jacob wrestled with God and received his blessing, he now met Esau. But even after all this, he is still far away from Bethel.
雅各有自己的思想,
because Jacob has his own thinking.
他好像忘记了伯特利的经历一样,
and maybe he has already forgotten how he has this experience.
所以他就去那个迦南地的一块地方,
so that Jacob went into the land of Canaan.
在那里神的手也继续在雅各的身上,
but then in there God's hand is still doing his work on Jacob.
这一段是创世纪35章,
and this is in Genesis chapter 35,
1到15节,
1 through 15.
当雅各在那里忽然间发现他的儿子杀了迦南地的人,
and now at that time Jacob's sons killed one of the men of Canaan.
雅各说糟了糟了,
and then Jacob knew that it was a bad thing.
你们做了这样子的事, 叫我现在在他们当中有了臭名。
And now, after Jacob's sons has killed a Shechem, now Jacob's household has a bad name.
当他担心被众, 所有的这些迦南人来对他们不利的时候,
and Jacob is afraid that the people of Canaan will take revenge of his household.
当他为自己的家业, 为自己的家人害怕的时候,
and now Jacob is afraid of his safety of his household.
神又显现了,
then now God reveals himself the third time.
然后就吩咐他, 你回到伯特利,
and now God tells Jacob to go back to Bethel.
这一次回去的时候,
and this time when Jacob returns,
雅各就在伯特利那里设立祭坛,
And it is this time that Jacob has built up an altar.
从此, 雅各家就有一个中心的点来敬拜神。
So from now on, in Jacob's household, there is this altar to worship God.
从此, 雅各就明白, 我的家就是神的家。
And from this time on, Jacob understands that my household is God's household.
从此, 雅各的家里头, 常看见祭物的馨香之气往上升。
And then from now on, we could see that in Jacob's households, the altar is always filled with offering.
从此, 雅各有一个家在那里的实际。
And from then on, Jacob's households become a reality of God.
我们快快要讲下面两个点。
So now let's quickly go on to the
second point. 在夏令会里头, 主给我们也有启示, 也有火焰。
In the summer conference, we have received this light and fire from God.
有祭坛, 上面一定有祭物。
Because on the altar, there's got to be offering.
祭坛是耶稣基督的启示, 上面的祭物就是耶稣基督, 我们钉十字架的主。
And since the altar is a revelation of Christ, the offering is Christ.
但是在祭坛上面, 怎么样得着火焰?
But now on the altar, how do we receive the casting of light and fire?
我们要读两段, 创世纪15章17节。
So now let's read Genesis 15:17.
一起来念, 日落天黑,不料有烟冒的炉并烧着的火把,从那些肉块中经过,所有献给神的祭物,
For all the offerings.
那上面的火都是从神来的, 不是人点的。
And then we have to understand that the fire is cast from above, not from us.
创世纪15章是说到亚伯拉罕听神的吩咐所献的祭, 那个火焰是这样子下来的。
In Genesis 15, we see that it is the offering of Abraham and how the fire is cast from heaven.
火焰不是人点的。
For the fire is not cast by man.
火焰必须要从神来的。
And the fire has to be cast from
heaven. 我们再读利未记9章23-24节。
Let's read Leviticus 9:23.
摩西亚伦进入会幕又出来为百姓祝福，耶和华的荣光就像众民显现，有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧祭燔祭和子油，众民一见就都欢呼，就都欢呼。 当摩西颁布了神的律法,
and now after Moses has given the law,
燔祭祭牲都放在坛上,
and now the burnt offerings is put onto the altar.
那天摩西亚伦进入会幕就为这些来祝福,
and then Moses and Aaron ran into the tent of meeting.
然后圣经说耶和华的荣光在那里显现,
and then he said there came out and blessed the people is God.
神就是光,
for the God is light.
光是神,
and the light is God.
荣耀所发的光辉, 是不是神的儿子?
And all the light of the glory is Christ.
光来了, 耶稣基督来了。
And when the light comes, that means that Christ is here.
光是神自己的发表,
for the light is a manifestation of God.
有光就有火,
when there is light, there is fire.
这个是圣灵两面的工作,
for this is the two aspects of work of the Spirit.
但当摩西的, 在会幕那里设立了这样子的一个祭坛,一个燔祭的时候,
and after Moses has offered up the burnt offerings on the altar,
有火从耶和华那里出来烧尽燔祭和子油,
then fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offerings and the portions of fat.
火焰不是人的热心点起来的,
for the fire is not lit up by our heart.
火焰是圣灵的工作,
but the fire is the work of the Spirit.
光跟火都是主自己的工作,
for the light and the fire are the work of God.
是主要把我们引到在基督里头最实在的工作。
And it is when God leads us to his altar.
一个住在基督里的人一定认识火与光两面的工作。
For someone who is already abode in Christ, he would know that the two aspects of work is the light and the fire.
李弟兄在第三个晚上给我们的信息说到圣灵的工作就好像这样子的一个光的工作。
And then on the third night of the summer conference, we learned that the work of the Spirit is the work of the light.
他用的圣经节是约翰福音16章8节。
And then he used John 16:8.
他说,主既来了,就要叫世人为罪,为义,为审判,自己责备自己。
He says that, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sins and righteousness and judgment.
这是光的工作。
And this is the work of the light.
光来了,没有一个人可以骄傲。
And when the light has come, then we can no longer.
光来了也没有一个人自义.
And when the light is here, no one is clean.
光来了叫人自己责备自己.
And then when the light comes, we would convict of ourselves.
雅各惧怕自己责备自己.
And at that time, Jacob was afraid and he convicted himself.
我们今天也是这样.
So today we are the same.
有光的人不是把指头指在别人身上.
For when people that are in the light, we will not point fingers at the others.
教训人是容易的.
To judge others is easy.
这个我们天然生命里头每一个都会做.
But this is something that is already with us in our natural life.
自己责备自己肯定是神做的.
But it is only God could make us convict of ourselves.
而且责备到对的点上面.
And not only that, but we are convicting ourselves of the true shortcoming.
因为我们有罪, 我们不义, 而且我们跟着世界的王在跑.
And it is because we are sinful and we are unrighteous.
弟兄姊妹愿意可以再回去听夏令会第三天晚上的信息.
So brothers and sisters, I ask that you will go back and listen to the third night sermon.
然后是火的工作.
And then let's talk about the work of the fire.
没有火就没有神家的实际.
Without the consuming fire, there is no reality.
有火我们就有神家的实际.
And now with the fire, there comes reality.
我们圣经节就不念, 简单地说一句话.
So simply put,
火叫我们前圣.
The fire can sanctify us.
火分别我们为圣.
And fire can sanctify us into holiness.
有祭坛, 有祭物, 我们还要圣火来分别.
So there is an altar, there is an offering, but we need this heavenly fire.
圣火不会降在我们的最好的上面.
The heavenly fire will not come to our best.
火只降在耶稣基督的祭上.
But then the fire will only come to the offering of Christ.
因为这个是神的审判.
Because this is God's judgment.
也是神唯一可以悦纳的祭.
And at the same time, it is the only offering that
对,
God
我们去了夏令会之来, 回来之后,
So after coming back from the summer conference,
我们对神家有一点感觉,
maybe we have a little feeling.
我们也略略知道什么叫在神的面前得着一点光, 得着一点火焰.
Maybe now we have learned a little bit about His light and His fire.
然后我们一直还要再祷告.
So now let's continue our praying.
祷告什么?
What do we pray for?
祷告这个光继续地照亮我们.
We will pray that the light would keep on shining on us.
祷告这个火焰继续地燃烧我们.
And we would ask that the fire would continue to consume us.
神家的实际还是需要我们一些年日才能够做成在我们当中.
Because it takes time for His reality to come true.
所以我们要说到第三点, 怎样维持这个光与火.
So how do we preserve these revelations?
只有回到哥林多前书, 在基督里是本乎神.
So we have to go back to Corinthians and say it is only by His doing.
然后我们要有在基督里头的智慧, 知道怎样过生活.
And it is also through the wisdom of God that we know how to live our life.
我们要懂得怎样在神面前过生活, 就要知道怎样做选择.
So now if we live our life with the wisdom, then we know how to make choices.
三个点, 知道什么是 主的公义, 圣洁,
so we have to know these three things. We have to know His righteousness, His sanctification, and His redemption.
圣灵的光叫我们看见什么叫做属基督.
So the light would lead us to belonging to Christ.
罗马书8章9节说, 人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的.
In Romans 8:9 it says, but if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him.
为什么我们知道我们是属基督的?
So how do we know that we belong to Christ?
因为基督的灵已经在我们里面.
It is because we have the spirit.
基督的灵已经工作在我们的心中.
And His spirit is already working in us.
叫我们认识属基督是那么样宝贝的一个实际.
So that we would understand what does it mean to belong to Christ.
所以怎么样实行这个属基督的实际呢?
So how do we make this a reality?
你要追求在主的话里头看见耶稣基督的启示.
And you have to pursue God in His words.
所以我们要在主的话里面来下功夫.
So that we have to work on learning His word.
夏令会回来有些家庭已经在有家庭的敬拜.
Coming back from the summer conference, I know that some family already have family worship.
在一些圣徒的家中已经有家庭祭坛的设立.
And in some of our saints' houses, we already have the family altar set up.
这个重点不在于人数多跟少.
But let's not focus on how many have done this.
乃是是不是全家在做这件事.
But the more important thing is your family doing this?
这个家两个人就是有两个人的家庭祭坛.
If there's only two people in the house, then it's a family altar of two.
八个人可以一样.
If it's a family of eight, likewise.
在主的面前读主的话语。
Because before the Lord, we learn His word.
得着主的话语，信他，你就有主的公义。
And once we have received His word, then through faith, we become a holiness.
第二件事情，圣灵的来的目的是叫我们能够顺服主。
And then the coming of the Spirit is so that we could be obedient.
因为听命胜于献祭。
Because to obey is better than to sacrifice.
使徒行传五章22节说。
In Acts 5:22 says,
神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
That God has given us the Spirit of the obedient.
我们真的追求那个复兴的实际。
If we are truly pursuing the revelation,
我们不单只在神的家有服事。
So not only we should offer up a service.
我们还先要在主的面前读经，也要在主面前祷告。
But first, we have to learn His word and pray.
有全家的祷告，就有教会的祷告。
And if we have a family prayer, then we have a church prayer.
祷告的目的不是推动主的手。
And the purpose of the prayer is not to move God's hand.
祷告的目的是让主的手推动我们。
But on the other hand, we are praying so that God's hand will move us.
祷告的目的是在主面前愿意主说话，你顺服。
And then we also will ask in our prayer that we can be obedient in His word.
在祷告中认识主的旨意，就照着去行，这个叫顺服。
So that through our prayer, we learn of His purpose and we will be obedient.
一切顺服的人都成圣。
For the people that are being obedient can become sanctified.
有读经，有祷告，有公义，有圣洁。
So now we've reading Bible and praying, then we have righteousness and sanctification.
然后我们一起来到神的家中。
Then now when we all come together in His house,
我们就得着救赎最大的目的跟意义。
Then we will receive the ultimate purpose of the redemption.
以色列家当他们不认识神的时候，
in the household of Israel, before they recognize God,
当他们在旷野漂流的时候，
when they were still wandering in the wilderness,
他们的下场不是太好。
Their destiny was
not great. 但是神原初的旨意却是把最好的赐给他们。
But then in the beginning, we know that God wants the best for them.
主把他们从埃及那里呼召出来。
And God called them out from Egypt.
把他们救赎出来。
And He has saved them from
Egypt. 目的是要他们来侍奉神。
And the purpose is for them to serve God.
但是他们不认识神。
But the people did not know God.
也不顺服神。
And they were not obedient to God.
所以许多在旷野里头倒闭了。
So a lot of them dead.
今天神把这样子神圣的呼召跟意义也放在我们的当中。
And today now we have the same calling.
我们今天是征战的日子。
Today it is the day of the battle.
我们必须要明白家庭祭坛的重要。
We have to understand the importance of the family
altar. 也要知道怎样维持主的光和火焰在我们当中。
We have to learn how to preserve the light and fire.
没有读经的要起来读经，没有祷告的要起来祷告。
And if you did not read the Bible before now, make a habit.
有家庭祭坛的实际。
If you have this family altar,
在教会的读经就丰富。
Then the church can grow.
在教会祷告的聚会就有权柄。
And then the prayer meeting in a church has become powerful.
我们是用圣洁公义来侍奉我们的主。
Now let's use our righteousness and holiness to serve God.
这个是主给我们神家实际的实行道路。
For this is the path that God has given us.
今天主要呼召我们。
So today we have this calling.
每一个人都要认识。
Everyone needs to recognize.
教会得胜不得胜的关键在于自我的我这个人。
The key of a church being successful enough depends on you.
非我为主，大家都要唱。
It is not I but Christ, and we have to sing.
大家都为自己的家来唱。
So now let's sing for our own household.
两夫妻不和，马上回来唱。
When a couple got into the fight, let's sing not I but Christ.
兄弟不和，一起来唱。
And there's a discrepancy between the brothers, let's sing.
在教会中，我们每一个人都认识基督的宝贵。
So now in the church, we would all treasure the presence of Christ.
我们得着主的吩咐。
And now we have this calling.
照着去行。
Now let's walk according to His calling.
我们再唱一三五节。396首。
So now let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5 on hymn song 396.
请诗琴的姐妹为我们弹奏。来，
非我为主，非人我之。 样相信